Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Molly says, "Hey guys, I was leaving work after a long day about a week ago, and while backing out of my parking spot, I accidentally bumped my boss's car. Kinda hard.
Eek.
I heard it, I felt it. I got out, looked at both vehicles, honestly couldn't see much damage. I drive a big pickup, so my rear bumper didn't really show anything. The next morning, my boss came storming into the office because someone had scraped his car. She's like, here's where it gets bad. He immediately accused one of my coworkers."
Oh.
She says they've never really gotten along, so he was convinced it had to be them. My coworker denied it over and over, but my boss wasn't buying it, and I said nothing.
Oh, no.
Parentheses, she put evil grin.
Yeah.
Now the whole office thinks my coworker did it. The problem is my truck is blue and the scrape on my boss's car is blue. To make matters worse, I already had a dent in my rear bumper before this happened, so if anyone really started digging, it wouldn't look great for me. Part of me feels awful because an innocent person is taking the blame. The other part of me keeps thinking, meh, my boss already disliked them before this and didn't exactly have time for them. Anyway.
Oh.
If I confess now, I could end up paying for the damage, getting in trouble at work, and admitting I kept quiet while somebody else took the heat.
Kind of what you did, though.
A bit.
Pretty much.
That's kind of what they did.
She goes, "Before you guys ask, no, we don't have cameras in the parking area. I could totally get away with it. Do I come clean and hope honesty counts for something, or is it too late now and I should just let this die?" She says, "I'm going to change my name. You guys can call me Polly." So there's Polly's dilemma. Backed into the boss's truck. Somebody else is getting blamed for it at the office. Although the boss and that person, they don't already get along anyway.
I know. Well,
so what should she do about this? I kind of feel like we've all been in a position where we have, like, ruined something or dented or something.
Damaged,
broke something,
right?
Damaged something.
Yeah.
And we just shut up about it, right?
We just don't tell on ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, you just shut up about it.
Absolutely, I've been in that situation. Not this one particular, but yeah, this one's a doozy.
You've ruined a couple marriages. You've kept quiet about that.
No one needs to know about it, so yeah. Why tell, right?
Yeah, why speak up?
You bring it up now.
All right, so what should Polly do about this situation? Should she go ahead and come clean, or it sounds like this might just blow over, so she should just let it die, is her quote at the end. Here's Jessica. Hi, Jess.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks for calling. What's your advice for Polly?
She absolutely needs to come clean.
Okay.
This is exactly what's wrong with the world today. Take responsibility for your actions, grow up, and come clean.
Yeah. The accountability part, right, Jessica? I'm with
yes.
you. I'm just like, to completely like let someone else take the blame is crazy to me.
I'd totally do it.
That's terrible.
It's so bad.
I'd totally do it.
No. It's so bad.
That's like, fine.
It's one
nobody
thing if,
needs to
if
know.
Nobody gets caught. That's one thing. But if someone else is getting in trouble for what you did, Jessica, I'm with you 100%. She needs to come clean.
Maybe that yep. other coworker had it coming.
No.
No. The truth always reveals itself.
I don't know.
It does.
So get it over with.
People are texting in. Check the cameras. Again, in case you missed it, in the email, she said, "Before you guys ask, we don't have cameras in the parking area. I could totally get away with this."
Yeah, that was part of it.
Yeah, so I kind of want to know what kind of car the boss has, too. Like, if it's something really expensive or...
What's the boss?
Which makes it even more difficult. Doesn't matter. Just go tell him you did it. All right, Jess, I have you down for Tell the Boss. Thank you for calling in. Very kind of you. Here's Marky Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What do you think Polly should do?
Well, unfortunately, I also think she should tell the boss. She's in a bad situation now because she's let it go. When it happened, she should have just walked in and said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I accidentally hit your car."
Yeah.
And just the troubles we go through life, we try to teach our kids these things. You've got to live it too. You can't teach something and then live an immoral life or whatever.
Maybe she doesn't have kids. She's not teaching anybody anything. It's just her.
Yeah, well, even then, there's not a lot sometimes we can control in life, but we can control who we are. And we can be good people, as they say, how would you like to be treated yourself? And then plus, whether you like the person or not, the fact that someone else is taking heat and hurting them makes it even worse.
Right.
Either way, she should just tell. And it's unfortunate. But in our society, we have more crime. Everything's being stolen. I'm at the supermarket and we have armed guards. I mean, our society, unfortunately, has come to that in some places. And the way to change that starts with each person, living better.
Look at you, Dr. Phil. This is good stuff.
No, Mark, I love
this. This is good stuff. I still think you should play dumb. I had no idea.
No. I think, Mark, what you said, that's going to sit with me a minute. We don't have much control about things, but we do have control about who we are.
That's really good.
It's really good.
And she's a bad backer-outer, it sounds like. That's who she is.
I don't have a rear-view camera anymore, Jer.
Mark, you are very wise. We appreciate you calling in and spewing your wisdom.
Yeah.
I think I could err on the side. I've had big trucks, and if you hit stuff, sometimes you're like, I didn't even know.
Really?
So I think she can be like, oh, I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. I think you're fine. I think you're fine, Polly. Here's Heston.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What do you want to say to Polly?
Yeah, I agree with everybody that's called previously. I mean, I think you have a moral obligation. You damage someone else's property, and if that happened to me, I would want somebody to come clean. And the longer she doesn't say anything, the worse it's going to get. So I think she should just bite the bullet and let him know, and everything will kind of resolve itself and be fine after that.
Yeah.
I guess you can go in, with your tail between your legs and say, hey, I've been sitting on this. I'm so sorry. That was me. My bad.
Yeah.
And then he'll fire you.
I think the longer she doesn't do that, then the worse it's going to get.
I think you're right.
I think it's already too late, though.
You think?
Yeah, I think that she should have come clean in the beginning. Now she might get fired, right? Don't you think? Just for lying?
Heston, thank you for your call. It's 3-for-3 there on the line of you got to go in and say something.
I think, And here, I would say something because of the karma thing that you mentioned, because every bad thing that happened to me there on out, I would attribute back to me hitting my boss's car and not telling them, this is my karma, is what I get, I would just go through life like that.
You think?
That's no way to live life, Jeremy. Just thinking that bad karma is going to come your way because you did something and you're just waiting for it.
Listen, I got a question about bad karma and how it works. So you did one bad thing.
Yeah.
So does karma come back and just do one bad thing to you?
You don't know. Or does it come back three small things? Two medium things.
No, that's not how it works.
You don't know how karma works.
That's not how it works. You do one bad thing, then it comes back to bite you once.
What if it's like something bad doesn't happen for a while, and then you're just waiting for something bad to happen?
Let me ask you this.
It's not a way to live.
She did one bad thing.
Uh-huh.
Can she turn around today and do two good things to cancel out the one bad thing?
Can you cancel out
the bad karma? Today she's going to go volunteer at a homeless shelter and go read to orphans.
Okay.
And this will cancel all this out.
And then you go find your coworker a new job. And then you're good.
Nah, they'll be fine.
they'll find it themselves.
All right, guys. Thanks for having some fun with us. This is why we do the Show Wants to Know segment. We get to read things going on in your life, give you some answers. Polly, the people have spoken. Everyone except me. You need to go in and probably tell your boss that you did this. Apologize, swallow your pride, swallow all the nonsense, and just say, hey, I did it. Fess up, all right?
Yeah. It's going to be bad for you, though, because you waited.
Or just play dumb.